Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast covers everything tech. The hottest mobile phones, tablets, games. We review it, rate it, test it. Whether you're Microsoft or Apple, Android or iPhone, we'll give it to you.
Again, again.
Black and white. The Golden State Media Concepts Technology Podcast.
Hello there, everybody. This is Jay for the GSMC Technology Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. So we've got some more really cool tech news for you, so let's just dive right in. So, Facebook Messenger is something that I didn't use at first. I kind of resisted. I didn't like where you have to add your, text message and Messenger become one. I didn't like the whole thing. I thought it was a whole pain in the butt. But eventually it turned out that, you could choose not to do this and still have Messenger. And ever since then, I haven't really had any really big problems with Messenger. Well, I guess supposedly some people have been. I mean, I haven't really noticed any problems with it. I can't say I've had any issues with it. I haven't, but I guess there must have been a bunch because Facebook has redesigned their Messenger. And it says if it succeeds, you won't really notice it even happened, which I'm not going to lie, I sure as heck didn't. So if they did redesign it, I didn't catch it. They definitely fooled me. They tricked me. I didn't see it coming a mile away. So So what does it say? Yeah, the changes are really minimal. There's fewer tabs. There's a color gradient thread background and a rounder logo. And I guess upgrading the old design, massive overhaul, it wasn't an option they wanted to do. It says it took a lot of time for them to test it out and made sure they're not doing something that'll prevent people from doing things. Starting a couple days ago, Messenger globally rolled out an understated redesign globally, but I guess over the next few weeks it's going to start going out to more and more places. It says it's got a simpler interface with a lot more white space, a lot less redundancy, and a casual vibe. Now, of course, it also lets people know that the old features are all still available. I guess they're just not as prominent as they were before. So one of the new features, as I said before, there are several color gradients you can use to customize specific chat threads. Okay. And if you rapidly scroll through the messages, you'll see the bubble background colors will fade through this gradient. And one much-requested feature that is still on the way is dark mode, which Facebook says will launch the next several weeks to reduce glare and make nighttime usage easier on the eyes, which I actually do get that. Sometimes in the morning when I, grab my cell phone and that light, blasts in my eyes, I'm just like, it kind of hurts because I'm just like, whoa, I just woke up in darkness, so I'm actually kind of looking forward to that feature. I think that's a very good feature. And maybe my phone has one. I just don't know. Again, I'm not entirely tech savvy. But and finally, it'll have a new softer logo. The sharp edges have been rounded off the quote bubble and lightning insignia. And it seems designed to better compete with Snapchat and remind users that Messenger is fun and friendly as well as fast. So, I agree. It's pretty simple to use once you get the hang of it. It's kind of, I guess, a good way to talk to people on Facebook where you don't have to get their numbers or things like that. So it can be impersonal. It can be personal. It's a good way to get in contact with people maybe you haven't seen in a long time, see how they're doing, maybe start socialization. And it's a good way to just talk to people you may not know that well outside of Facebook, but maybe it can open the door for that to change, right? So, I'm going to circle around back to I haven't really had any problems with it in a long time, in probably a couple of years. I just haven't, you know, I haven't had like, you know, thought, man, the like, you know, the logo looks too sharp. And I just, that hasn't crossed my mind. The gradients aren't, you know, wonderful. It hasn't really crossed my mind either. You know, I just like these things that they're doing with it. I'm like, okay, I can see why they're doing them. And, you know, maybe it's to like, you know, please all the users, which it does say there's like 1.3 billion people use it. So maybe there are other people. A good chunk of those people have had big problems with Messenger lately. Maybe that's why they went, okay, we hear your, you know, concerns and we'll take care of them. Because Facebook, I will say this, they're really good with that. They want to like make sure, hey, you know, they stay user friendly, they stay simple, they stay fun, they stay, you know, this great thing. And if they don't listen to their to concerns of their users, you know, I guess that could be a bad thing. So, you know, when I heard this one, I was like, oh, okay, I don't really understand why they're doing that, but I'm guessing there's some reason. Not going to do it just because, you know what, we're bored, we have nothing to do, so you know what we should do, we should just, you know, redesign Facebook Messenger. We should add like, you know, new tweaks and twists and turns to it, and make it, you know, new. I mean, I don't see Facebook engineers thinking that. I think that if they're going to do some of this, there's going to be a good reason to do it. And, yeah, and it sounds like, you know, it's not something like everything hasn't rolled out now everywhere because, again, like I said in a previous episode, Facebook is a very big company. They just are. They're very, very big. They're not a small, itty-bitty little company. No. So they reach a lot of people around the world, and it'd be great if, like, hey, just, you know, ta-da, everybody gets everything immediately, but that's not the way it works, sadly. So yeah, so they're doing this, and I guess they're trying to make it easier on the eyes, a little bit simpler for some people to use. I'm not sure what age groups, if it's younger people or older people they're making that for, but I am looking forward to the dark mode, because, yeah, it is not fun when you're like, you know, you just wake up from sleep or a nap or something, and you look at your phone, like your eyes go, at least my eyes go into sharp, going, ah, why is it so bright all of a sudden? What happened? What in the heck? That hurt, you know, it definitely like, you know, makes you, like wakes you up. That's what you're like, ah, it's like, what, you know, this better be important. You woke me up from sleep and then you realize, oh, okay. So yeah, it's like a dark mode, I think would be great for the eyes. Absolutely. Yeah. Cause for me, it's not easier on the eyes. It's like, not so much. And, yeah, like I'm kind of one of those people where I don't necessarily like change either. But if it's not noticeable change, it's not like, whoa, why did they change everything? Then I'm okay with it. The last time I really had a problem with any of Facebook's updates was because I kind of liked how the older Facebook was like 5-10 years ago. Again, giving my age, and they came out with a new update and just eventually like, hey, you know what? Everybody gets the update. You don't want the update? Too bad. You get the update. You know, and everything got changed, and I was like, well, I knew how everything used to work. Now I don't know how anything works. So I don't like that where you can tell, hey, things have changed. Things are different. This is not, you know, the way I did things even a few days or a week ago. So what the heck? But yeah, like I said, if it's not noticeable, I can't really complain about it much. I can't really moan, hey, why'd you change this or that? Or why'd you do this or that? If I don't recognize it. And until I read this, if I had not read this article, I would not have known that, oh, they're doing something new with Messenger. I just wouldn't have known. You know, so it definitely opened my eyes to, oh, okay, that's happening. Interesting. I do use that. And I'm sure, like I said, a lot of people do. So, yeah, this is something that started now and in the next couple of weeks. Keep your eyes open. There may be a few changes here and there, but like this article says, they do their job right. You're not going to notice. You're not going to like, you know, be like, hey, I liked this. Why is that gone? So that's, I think, interestingly enough, a good way to do things, you know, where it's not going to be a shock to the system. It's going to be like, oh, okay, that's a little different, but that's okay because I can still do what I want to do, right? It'd be like if I had a video game system and they're like, okay, we're going to change it in every single way of the word, but I don't want it to change every single way of the word. So that's the best analogy I can think of for it. So yeah, this is coming up. Keep an eye out for this. And yeah, it's just going to make it, you know, they just want to make it more user-friendly and simpler. And Facebook, bring that dark mode because yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So we're going to take ourselves a short little break, and we'll be back with more tech news in a moment.
Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Hey there, everybody. This is Jay back for some more technology news. So this next article really intrigued me. It was probably one of the first articles where I'm like, oh, that's very interesting. And there was actually a little video I saw that really explained what it was saying, because I'll admit I was like, oh, okay, it does this. Cool. I don't understand that. I saw it and I'm like, oh, okay, that's how it do it. Does it. Okay. I totally understand better now. So drones. Drones are something that, you know, are kind of like, you know, becoming a bit more commonplace. They're not at the level of Ready Player One, the movie, not the book. They're not at that level, but I wouldn't just call them a simple little toy. I don't know if you could say that. There's probably smaller ones that kids could have, that maybe, but I don't know if I would personally call them just like a little toy. I think they kind of are starting to maybe come up with some other applications for them, I think is what's happening. So, you know, they're trying to find ways, hey, how can we help them, have them do this or do that, you know, like maybe make other people's jobs easier and just like the applications for them. So there's a company that found an application for one, and it's really interesting because it doesn't look like your average drone. It's not like, you know, hey, fly up 100, 200, 300 feet in the air and take video of stuff. No. So it starts with a tiny drone that can pull 40 times its own weight, which is an interesting thing in itself, because most drones just can't do that. They can't lift more than, I think, like the video said, like maybe 5 or 10 times its weight, maybe around that number. So this can already do a lot more than other drones. So this one pretty much says, you know, they want to find a way for drones to start, you know, get pretty good at hauling stuff around, right? And of course it says, usually for most drones, it's hard to do that while you're up in the air. So these drones don't go up in the air. These drones brace themselves against the ground to get the requisite torque needed to lift something or to haul something away, right? So these drones were created by engineers at Stanford and Switzerland's EPFL. And they actually inspired them by wasps and spiders that need to drag prey from place to place, but they can't actually lift it, so they'll drag it instead. They say grippy feet and like strong threads or jaws let these little drones pull objects many times their weight along the ground, just as you might slide a dresser along rather than pick it up and put it down again. Yeah, which makes perfect sense, because usually dressers are heavy as heck, you know, and not easy to do that. So yeah, it's almost like putting on like a dolly or something. So they pretty much came up with these called Flycrow Tugs, a combination of flying, micro, and tug, presumably. And they act like ordinary tiny drones while they're in the air, but, you know, they're able to move freely about and land wherever they need to. But they also have three critical components that most drones don't have: an anchor to attach to objects, a winch to pull on that anchor, and sticky feet to provide sure grip while doing so. The idea is that one or several of these 100-gram drones could attach their anchors to something they need to move, be it a lever or a piece of trash. Then they take off and land nearby, spooling out the thread as they do so. Once they're back on terra firma, they activate their winches, pulling the object along the ground or up over obstacles that would have been impossible to navigate with tiny wheels or feet. So using this technique, assuming they can get a grip on whatever surface they land on, Like I said, the drones are capable of moving objects 40 times their weight. So for a 100-gram drone like that, it could be about 4 kilograms or nearly 9 pounds. Not a whole lot of weight, but it's not a bad start. It really isn't. But, you know, that may not always be a necessity. So, like, what if a handful of these things flew around the house when you were gone, picking up bits of trash or moving mail into piles? They would have hours to do it. So this is, and I guess I actually got to watch a little video of this and actually see one of these things in action. So what they showed it doing was attaching onto, like, you know, going, like, landing on a table, like almost like claws, like into the felt on the table. And they had like the little, like, you know, like a hook type thing, was attached to an object, and there was literally string just like, you know, attached to the back of it. And it did, it just pulled the object, you know, with the claw on the string up to where, you know, to the drone itself. And it is, it's not really big. It's a small little, like, drone. It's not your average, like, you know, bigger, expensive drones. It's not. It's a little itty-bitty drone, you know. And, heck, when I saw it, I was like, this thing just looks weird. It looks weird. It looks cheap. It looks strange. I don't even see why I would want to buy this thing. But seeing it in action, you're like, okay, I'm a bit more convinced. This is kind of cool what it can do. It doesn't have to necessarily look pretty or fancy or anything like that, but it definitely does what they say it's going to do, you know? And it's kind of a new thing for drones, because, like I said, I don't believe any drones before this probably had this capability, right? And it's definitely an interesting, intriguing story. When it comes to drones themselves, I think it's hard to say if they're going to, because, like, if you haven't seen the Ready Player One movie, they show drones around a lot more. They show where drones, you know, can actually deliver pizza to people. Like, we're talking, like, full, big, like, Pizza Hut pizzas. You know, we see them, like, in one scene, like, drop all these bombs on this building, you know. So, like, they can be used, like, you know, for nefarious purposes and for, you know, practical purposes in this movie. They show that. And Steven Spielberg said he wanted to do that because he does see that, you know, what drones could be, you know, a big thing in the future. And who knows? Maybe he's right. Like, maybe, like, you know, one day you could be in an operating room and, you know, instead of having nurses, there'd just be drones handing you the different, you know, tools you needed, right? The different things you need for surgery. So, like, there could be applications for it there. But right now, I think it's mostly just a cool novelty. But I may be wrong, because, again, I'm not a drone aficionado. I'm not someone who owns a drone. I don't know many people who own drones. And I just personally haven't, you know, used drones much. So I don't know a lot about them. But something like this, I think it's kind of a cool new feature for them. It'd be like, you know, if you eventually had them have little legs and they could just kind of, like, you know, and they showed like how, like, you know, the wasp looked and how, like, you know, they kind of, like, took ideas from that insect, you know, and it's one of those insects that can lift more of their weight. It's not like, or drag their weight. It's not like an ant who can lift, you know, however much they can. But so, yeah, it was a short little video. It was only like 1 or 2 minutes long, but it was pretty informative. I was like, after the video, I was like, all right, that was kind of cool. You got to hear one of the researchers, you know, who talked about, like, you know, the little, like, and they showed it in action. And, yeah, it was definitely like, okay, this is kind of cooler than I thought it was going to be. The video definitely helped. So whoever decided to add the video, bravo, bravo, I say. Because, seriously, I wasn't that interested before I saw the video. But when I saw that thing in action, I was like, oh, right, that's kind of cool. I'm not saying I'm going to go buy it and, you know, put it under the Christmas tree. But that's pretty cool. But it was clear that, like, you know, they we're just showing, hey, you know, this is some things we know it can do for now, and it's probably, they're still going to probably work on other things and fine-tuning it, so it, you know, is a better product. And I don't know if it's going to go out to the general public or if it's going to be just for people who, you know, they even showed where it could help open doors to them, which was really kind of cool. So they show some cool new ideas they have that drones could do, and I think that it's kind of an interesting, like, you know, concept. It's an interesting idea that, hey, you know, let's, like, have drones do more than just fly around and take video and, you know, just do that. Like, let's, like, add new, you know, new modes to the mix. So, yeah, it's definitely interesting. It's definitely curious. And, you know, like, a number of things on here, if I, you know, hear about more cool drone things going on, I'll definitely be sure to bring it to future episodes. That's for sure. Because it's definitely something that is slowly getting a bit bigger, and I think that something like that, stuff like this, could make more people interested in getting them. So yeah, absolutely. So we're about to take our another break, and we'll be back in a few moments with more tech news.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hey there, everybody. This is Jay back for some more really cool technology news for you. So, again, this is the part of the show where we bring out some really cool video game news. And this is one that I have not played all the games in this series, but I've played most of them, and it had an interesting history. So, in the days of, I want to say, either the Nintendo DS. Yeah, it was probably in the days of the Nintendo DS, which was a handheld that I don't know if it did as... It was extremely popular at the time. It wasn't really like how the 3DS and the 2DS now. Nintendo decided, you know what? Let's kind of do a revamped version of the Super Mario Brothers game, right? Because the original Super Mario Brothers game, you know, came out, oh God, I want to say in 83, 84, 85. And, you know, it spawned a lot of Super Mario games since then. It has. And so they decided to bring out a new game. They called it just New Super Mario Brothers. And, you know, it added, like, you know, new challenges, new modes, and just kind of, like, was a revamped version of the game. And it turns out, probably to their surprise, it did really well. Fans really, really enjoyed this game. They really had a lot of fun playing it. They were really excited about it. And I heard it was a really, really good game. So, naturally, when that happens, you know, Nintendo decided, you know what we should do? We should do a console version. And this is not the first time Nintendo did this, and I'm sure it won't be the last time they do this. So, they said, let's do a console version of this game. And the first one was called New Super Mario Brothers for the Wii. New Super Mario Brothers Wii, I think is what it was called. And I actually got a chance to play this game. And, man, it was a really challenging game. It was a lot of fun, though. It was actually a total of four players could play. And you had, like, Mario, Luigi, and two Toads. You went through all these different levels, all these different boss battles, all these different dungeons, you know. And it really, like, you know, just turned the series on its head in ways that it hadn't been turned in a while. Now, I didn't get to play this game through fully. I just didn't get to. I wasn't, you know, that lucky. But I got to at least get a feel and went, man, this is a really fun Mario game. And because, like, for me, playing the original Mario, it was kind of a challenging, pain-in-the-butt game. It was a fun game, but it was kind of a pain in the butt. And Mario 2 was the same way. Super Mario Bros. 2, and 3 was the game that really, really was a lot of fun I actually beat. It was years later when I beat it, but I did beat it. So, anyway, so they did this game. It did really, really well. They did a handheld, I want to say, a few years later called New Super Mario Bros. 2 that I did get to play, and I did finally beat. And again, another really fun game. It had some cool new power-ups, like I think they had the white Tanuki suit. They had the gold flower that could turn things to coins. So there were some really cool new power-ups there. There were some really challenging boss battles. You know, it was just a really, really fun game. It really was. I would highly recommend it. And so then I want to say, and correct me if I'm wrong, this may have been around the time that they said, hey, let's do New Super Mario Brothers for the Wii U. And unlike New Super Mario Brothers for the Wii U one was, like, when the console came out, that was one of the first games. And they had, for a while, this game came with the console. And this is a game I did get to play, where I did go all the way through all the levels, all the bosses. I got all the star coins, as difficult as that was. Went through some really, really challenging levels. But I had so much fun playing this game. Now, I did not get to play New Super Luigi Brothers, which is just another mode with more levels. And frankly, after I had beat all the levels on New Super Mario Brothers for the Wii U, I was like, you know what? I'm good for now. But it was a very, very fun game. So, that being said, they have decided to come out next year, which I want to say it's in January. They're doing another Mario Brothers game. Yes, and this is going to be called New Super Mario Brothers U Deluxe. So, it's going to be, in a nutshell, it's going to be, of course, two games in one. It's going to have New Super Mario Brothers and New Super Luigi Brothers. They're both going to be in there, both of the U versions. They're going to have new playable characters that are for younger and less experienced players. Of course, there's going to be a wealth of new bonus content. Like, there's going to be, like, a hints gallery, and they say helpful reference videos. Which is really, really cool, I think. I'm really excited for that. And let's see here. Yeah, there's going to be a total of 164 platforming courses in two main game modes. There's going to be replayability. There's new game modes like challenges, boost rush, and coin battle. There are a variety of playable characters in this, so it's not just, you know, Mario, Luigi, and the two Toads. I believe this is actually the first game where Toadette comes in, and they showed in a video, and this brought on a whole Bowsette thing, but we won't get into that, where you could get like a crown, and it turned Toadette into Princess Peach, which was really cool. And when that happened, you know, she had, like, in the previous game, she could float a little bit, which was really cool. So Toadette's going to have that in this. And then Nabbit, who is normally only playable New Super Luigi Bros. U. And they'll offer the characters, you know, extra assistance during gameplay. There's going to be multiplayer sessions, of course, you know. And they have where you can, like, you know, jump a teammate's head or try to have one throw at you to try to get to certain places. Yeah, like I said, there's going to be hints gallery, reference videos, and a super guide, you know, that complete levels for you if they're giving you too much trouble. So there's going to be that. And, yeah, so it's going to be like just this really big game. It's going to be the next game in the series. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it because I've played the previous Mario Bros. Games, okay? I have. And I really enjoyed them. I'm like, it just was, because sometimes some Nintendo games get, like, just they get caught into being too easy. And New Super Mario Brothers for the Wii U and New Super Mario Brothers 2 are not those kinds of games. No, there are games that, guess what, you're going to die a lot sometimes. You're going to, like, you know, have a hard time getting through some levels. You're going to have a hard time trying to collect all the star coins. You know, you're going to have difficulty doing these things. It's not going to just come easy. They had New Super Mario Brothers 2 where, like, if you got, like, a certain suit, you could, like, go through the level and you weren't going to really necessarily get hurt, and it was nice, and it didn't kick into the unless you got killed like 5 or 10 times. So it sounds like maybe they'll have something like that in this game, which I think is a good idea, because, like I said, sometimes some of these levels, some of these boss battles, some of these dungeons, they're not easy. I remember a dungeon in New Super Mario Brothers 2 where you have pretty much fire coming you in all directions except, like, one little spot. You're like, geez, you're going to die a lot in this area. So, you know, it's like, it'll be nice to have that for players, like, you know, who may not be as experienced, and those who just, you know, may get frustrated easily. And I'm kind of looking forward to this too, because I might want to actually try the New Super Luigi Bros. One, because, like I said, I didn't try it in the past. And it was a DLC on the Wii U, so it coming with this not DLC, I think, is great. I think it's a great idea. So this game is going to be able to have up to 4 players, you know, at one time. And it is going to come to the Nintendo Switch January 11th, 2019. So it's going to be here in a number of months, you know, and I'd highly recommend you getting it. If you have played the games in the past, it'd be worth it. If you haven't played the games in the past, then that is absolutely worth it. So, yeah, I think this is going to be a really fun game. I'm excited for it, and it is for everyone. You know, it's rated E for everyone, so like all ages can play it, you know, from young to old. So that's all the news we have for you for this episode. I hope you had a lot of fun, as much fun as I did, you know, telling them to you. And have yourself a wonderful rest of the day, and we'll be back real soon with more tech news. We'll be right back.